this segment, we are going to spend some time looking at what we've come to learn about the Orlando nightclub radical Islamic terrorist attack. The basic foundation of any news story is who, what, where, why, when, and how. An investigation into a tragedy such as this pretty much involves those same questions. Over this past week, many of the answers have raised some concerns, and heard about the question about whether this attack could have been avoided if those in power listened and those in law enforcement at many levels acted. Here to discuss this is a former FBI special agent whose dedication to the truth fell on deaf ears in the months following the September 11th attacks back in 2001, but brought her recognition and changed things to a degree, as she was one of Time Magazine's Persons of the Year. We say hello to Colleen Rowley. Thank you for being here, Colleen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And her website, ColleenRowley.com. You can also find Colleen on Facebook as well as Twitter, where she offers frequent commentary about things like we are talking about here. And it seems like, Colleen, once again, the FBI, this is the third time with the Muhammad cartoon event, the Boston bombing, and now Orlando, where the FBI didn't just have hints about people. They had who were to become the perpetrators, and based on your experience, where is the line of being able to spend enough time with these people to get them not drawn fine enough, and that's why these lapses continue to happen time after time after time?
Yeah, and you left one out, which was far earlier, the Colonel Hassan shooting.
Yes.
At Fort Hood that killed 13, which actually was more than on the FBI's radar. They were actually reading his emails in direct contact with Al-Laki, and Al-Laki, in turn, had been in contact with the 9/11 hijackers. So, I mean, that was maybe even a more clear example. There's like three things here. One is, and Hassan's case is a perfect example, this idea that you can collect massive data and somehow then be able to predict who will commit a crime or commit a terrorist act is false. At the time they were going out, they called it 4 or 5 degrees of connection. They call them hops. So, okay, the Hassan case was really one hop, you know, so he was directly connected even to the 9/11 hijackers in one hop. And even still, by reading his emails, they were not able to predict that he was going to commit this act of violence. Now, that's the clearest example, but Sarnoff and the Sarnoff brothers in Boston is another example, et cetera. So it's not possible. I did a study once of suicide, and even the top psychologists giving the top battery of tests that they can give cannot predict who will actually commit suicide. These, even giving all the tests, they are 2% likely, and then they have all the false positives. And so that's for number one. I wrote an article about adding hay to the haystack makes it more difficult to find the real terrorists. So in 14, 15 years, the solutions that they came up with to, saying that they could protect us were all false promises. One is, of course, they tell you if they bend the law, subvert the Fourth Amendment and don't need probable cause, then they'll be able to collect more information and somehow that will tell them who is the terrorist. They'll put it into a giant computer and algorithms and, some magic, and they'll be able to tell us who that is. Edward Snowden and even many other NSA people, if they level with you, will tell you that's just not possible. And in fact, the FBI agents were mad that they were sent on wild goose chases once the massive collection kicked in. So that's for starters. Another false approach was launching war on, not only Iraq, which a country that had nothing to do with 9/11 at all, in fact, was a buffer zone and an enemy of the al-Qaeda terrorists. But now, since that time, on Libya, where we actually were on the side of the al-Qaeda terrorists, and in Syria, the same thing. And, there's the 28 pages that are still classified and that they refuse to release, which, by all accounts, inculpates the Saudi Arabia. Of course, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis to begin with.
Plus, follow
the
money.
Wahhabi, this Wahhabi extremism is stemming from a country that we call an ally and that we are arming with cluster bombs now. So there's a whole series of wrong things that have helped increase terrorism. And once you have increased the numbers so high, then the FBI is put into a mission impossible of trying to guess where the next terrorist act will occur. Or in this case, in Orlando, it's actually much more aligned with Newtown shooting, the Aurora Theater, the Navy Yard shootings. These are mass shootings that actually are even more senseless because they're not even logical. This guy, you know, he claimed to be aligned with everybody and to have all kinds of different issues, which, you know, when the FBI checked him out, turned out not to be true. He was boasting that he was connected to the Sarnoff brothers, et cetera. It wasn't even true.
Much like his father was pretty much a whack job, too, with some of the claims he's been saying.
Right. You know, delusions of, there's a lot of mental illness categories that he fit. One is delusions of grandeur, where you think that you're connected to other, you know, celebrities. Part of the mass shooting, and you'll see this in the Gifford case, where these mentally ill people, but there's been, we almost have one a week now, unfortunately. And mentally ill people are very vulnerable to this idea that you get your 10 minutes of fame by copycatting what they see in the movies as heroes. You know, they see American Sniper and Shoot 'Em Up and many other films and popular video, violent video games like the Newtown Shooter. So they are twisting that in their heads to say, well, I'll become famous if I go, you know, solve my personal problems and I'm depressed, so I'm going to go into a public place and shoot a lot of people. And that's what the FBI, of course, you know, if they tell the truth, cannot prevent at all. There's absolutely no way that they can prevent this type of thing. And it's gotten worse. That's the key thing. You know, this level of mass shooting by what the FBI calls active shooters, killing four or more, it might have been lowered now to three or more, but that's happening, you know, really the graph of that has gone straight up in the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, we can talk about what's causing that, but I think it is actually the whole war mentality and the militarism, which prey doesn't, of course, affect, you know, people who have intelligent minds, but people who are into that mode of copycatting are going to then say, I can solve my problems and, of course, easily get an AK-47 and go into a public place and shoot a lot of people.
So a former special agent of the FBI, Colleen Rowley, and you find her on the web at ColleenRowley.com. Also follow her on Facebook and Twitter, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The attack is, in a way, being dismissed because the old school thinking is being plugged in of, well, this wasn't someone who flew to Syria, trained with ISIS, and came back and did the deed. But seems like ISIS is a lot more savvy than many who are in the battle against them are, because ISIS seems to know how to reach the Orlando shooters and influence them and guide them and teach them. Because if you look at the tenets of ISIS, this shooter pretty much followed it to the T.
Yes, the propaganda, I think, is what you're alluding to.
Yes.
The propaganda that is put out by ISIS and some other terrorist groups as well that are aligned, al-Qaeda-aligned terrorist groups, is very powerful and of course, effective on certain people. And so the thought is, well, you just monitor all the propaganda sites and watch who's going there. That's not, again, we go back to that false positive. Even as an analyst, to try to learn, you know, they always say Sun Tzu, the art of war was know your enemy.
Yeah.
So there are many people who are trying, someone like myself, to be honest, I haven't paid a lot of attention to it, but someone like myself who wants to be intelligent and you know, be analytical about what's going on with ISIS, et cetera, would also have to monitor those sites. It's called open source intelligence. And so it's really difficult for someone like the FBI or Homeland Security to somehow home in on the actual, and this is what the French authorities said the same thing when they had the Belgian and French jihadists that bombed. And even though in those cases they had been fighting in Syria, let's go back a minute. Why did Europe, and actually even the U.S. to some extent, cast a blind eye to all of this to begin with? they knew, Europe especially knew, that they had hundreds and thousands of people flocking to fight, to topple the Syrian government. And because the U.S. policy was into that mode of toppling these governments in the Mideast, they kind of cast a blind eye on it. Oh, well, that's kind of in our favor if they go fight Assad. You know, initially they did. And so that's part of the problem. They should have taken al-Qaeda terrorism all along these 14, 15 years, ISIS especially, much more seriously than they did.
Her website again is ColleenRowley.com. She was recognized as one of Time Magazine's Persons of the Year back in 2002 for her searching for the truth and pointing out of what was broken with an investigative system, primarily of the FBI, but elsewhere in government. You can follow her on Facebook and Twitter as well. She writes frequently about these issues that we've talked about here with her expert insight as well. And Colleen, you've helped us understand that superficially it's easy to point the finger of blame, but when you look at the workload, the mechanics of a situation, maybe it's just better ears are needed and more person power is needed, because we have a whole variety of things with the wives with information they were aware of, the shooter's employer's right. information he was aware of, the gun store owner's information that he was aware of. A lot of people talk. It's just a matter of filtering, understanding, focusing, and maybe prioritizing. But again, it's maybe out of tragedy, benefits can come about because the system with flaws can be fixed. That's one of the good things we can have in this battle to look forward to and hopefully hang on to and make things maybe avoid and stop and prevent instead of being reactive to these things. ColleenRowley.com is her website. Facebook and Twitter, you'll find her there as well. Former special agent for the FBI, Colleen Rowley, thanks for being here this morning.
Yes, thank you. Good luck.